You're listening to Vatican Radio. How can we measure the well-being of society? Is happiness a quantifiable factor in economic growth? Does religion influence our sense of faith in the future? Well, all these questions will be at the heart of a conference taking place on Tuesday, May the 28th, at the Rome headquarters of the De La Salle brothers. Organised by the British and Costa Rican embassies to the Holy See, together with the Pontifical Council for Culture, the half-day conference will showcase the work of the UK-based New Economics Foundation, which seeks to provide policymakers with a better understanding of exactly what constitutes the well-being of individuals and communities. Participants, including the President of the Council for Culture, Cardinal Gianfranco Ravasi, will reflect on the growing conviction that gross domestic product, GDP, and other economic indices are simply inadequate ways of measuring the health and well-being of our nations. To find out more, I caught up with Britain's Ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker. Ambassador Nigel Baker, you're involved in the organisation of this conference on the well-being of society, happiness as a measure of the economy. Give us a bit of background. Why is there this interest in looking at well-being as an important part of the economies of countries?
It's a long-standing debate. Going back to the late 70s, early 80s, people like Amartya Sen, Joseph Stiglitz, long been involved in this debate, and it springs from the lack of satisfaction with GDP as a measure of a society's progress. Yes, in terms of measuring wealth, GDP works extremely well, but we all know that wealth is not the sole criteria for a successful society. And so this debate, this discussion, has led to thinking about how best to measure alternatively the well-being of a society. One of those efforts has been created by a London-based New Economics Foundation, which is an economic think tank. It's been looking at this certainly since the 1990s, and they've created an index called the Happy Planet Index, which has been going since 2006, trying to find, particularly focusing on ecological factors, our footprint, in a sense, the ecological efficiency of the management of the economy. The word happiness, of course, is loaded, and a number of people have said, why is country X, why is country Y up or down? When they're not always the happiest people in the world. And it's a fair criticism, and it's why there are other efforts as well, to the extent that in Britain, since 2010, within our Office of National Statistics, we have had a national well-being programme instituted by the government of David Cameron to try to find ways in which, by better measuring well-being, politicians and governments can apply better instruments to improving the lives of people. So economic measurement is still very important, but you have clearly factor in education, factor in the environment, factoring out the society in which we live, factoring in subjective measurements of well-being. Why does a person feel happier or not so happy? Why is a person anxious or less anxious? And the 2012 report on national well-being, the first one, suggested, for example, its initial conclusions that people married with a house and with a job are more content, their sense of well-being is greater than others, but with all sorts of deeper statistics. So we felt that it was important, this is an issue important to bring to the Holy See. The Holy See engages a lot in economic debate. Of course, Pope Francis is talking a lot about social justice in economics, but there was plenty of discussion during the pontificate of Benedict XVI as well. And we also decided to work in partnership with the Embassy of Costa Rica to the Holy See. Interestingly, this Happy Planet Index, Costa Rica, keeps coming right at the top. And it's a chance for the New Economics Foundation, who will be coming, the British Office of National Statistics, to talk about the application of policy to these alternative measurements of well-being. The Costa Ricans, a minister from Costa Rica, will be coming to talk about their society and perhaps why they feel they are correctly at the top of these indices. And the Pontifical Council for Culture, which quite rightly is, in a sense, pushing the boundaries of what culture means. As we're saying, it's not just about economics, it's about education. It's about our sense of contentment within our society, family, etc. So Cardinal Ravasi will be looking at particularly that sort of the wider perspective, the cultural perspective applied to happiness and these efforts to measure happiness that we're all working through. I think it'll be a very interesting discussion, and I don't know whether we'll come up to formal conclusions, but it'll be a contribution from here, both to the Holy See in its own thinking and from the Holy See to the wider global debate that's going on this.
If we look at British society, Britain didn't start out very well on this index, did it? But I believe it has been moving up.
Yeah, no, the first Happy Planet Index, we were, I think, 108th place out of 160 or so countries being measured. That was in 2006. Interestingly, since then, we've sort of steadily moved up the table. We were in 74th spot in 2009 and 41st in 2012. In fact, the highest placed EU country, although not, I think, the highest OECD country, with Israel, interestingly, in up in the top 20. The index has generated plenty of criticism. You know, many people say, you know, there's not enough weight given to human rights, for example. How can a country like Cuba, some people say, which is in the top 10, I think, be a happier place than the United States, which is a long way down the list? I think one of the answers is, let's be careful about this word happiness. Is well-being the same as happiness? It may not be, actually, and perhaps Happy Planet Index is not, it's a most catchy title, but it's not perhaps the best title. But it's part of the debate. How do you capture this idea of contentment, of well-being? And as policymakers, how can you apply policies to populations that will improve that sense of well-being? We've got stuck very much on GDP, on wealth, and of course the last few years we've realised very clearly that a good GDP is not necessarily a good measure of a country's success or contentment in the world. You know, we can all, as we've seen with the state of the banks, you know, we can all inflate our expectations and our economies in terms of pure financial wealth, but that doesn't necessarily generate, you know, social contentment or social or individual well-being. So, you know, there is this debate in the United Kingdom. I think the National Wellbeing Programme is a very direct policy approach to this. It'd be very interesting to compare how a country like United Kingdom is trying to apply policies to this issue with a country like Costa Rica, which does very well, particularly when environmental issues are compared, and get a feel from an international audience. It'll be a very international audience at our conference, why they think their countries are hard done by or well correctly positioned as far as these indices are concerned, and how we can improve those in the future.
What does the role of religion play in all this? You're involving the Council for Culture. Is it an important criteria for measuring well-being?
Interestingly, one of the aspects of measuring well-being, the National Well-being Programme that the National Office of Statistics has been looking at, is how to measure subjective well-being. In a sense, by its definition, you can't index subjective well-being. You can probably take a snapshot, though. And it needs a lot more study. It's something that Joseph Stiglitz and his commission on measuring, you know, economic health have looked at. Clearly, when you're talking about things like society, about social well-being, about education, about anxiety, somebody's faith and their belief in what that faith can provide for them, what that faith gives to them in daily life, is going to be very much, at the very least, a key aspect of subjective well-being. Am I anxious? Why was I happy yesterday? Why am I positive about my future or not compared to my neighbour or my neighbour's neighbour? Certainly the Office of National Statistics has been able to break down well-being on an ethnic basis, on a regional basis. Why is, you know, one city or one region seemingly a greater sense of well-being than another? Why is one ethnicity apparently more or less has a great more or less sense of well-being than another? It might be quite an interesting thing to do this on a religious basis, but what is clear is that religion is a key, if incredibly difficult to quantify, and so far my understanding is not yet quantified, factor in this. But it's part of the debate. You know, this is a intellectual, philosophical, as much cultural, as much as an economic and social exercise. And I think it's right that we consider one of the most important driving forces for individuals, which is religion, in the way we look at well-being.
My thanks to Britain's ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker.